other statement. You are bigger than any other God. You are bigger than any other God. I hate that statement. Because that statement makes room for the existence of other gods. How can a creature equate itself with the Creator? No other God beside our God. There is none. All of them that claim to be gods, they are impersonators and imposters. No other God, none. Anything that exists was created. Was created by the only true God. And that God is the God of Israel. The God of Israel is the only true God because he is the only God that exists. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are going to pray. We came here to pray. Today we just do welcome. We go pray. We did testing last Friday. Last Friday here, we did testing. Let me pray, we come pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. We came here to pray. We didn't come here to watch cinema. This is not a ministry where the man of God will carry one person, then they demonstrate anointing, others are clapping hands. Then when we finish, you go to church and Kai, that man is anointed. That's all. You come back again, you watch drama and abracadabra. This one we all came to pray. But listen very well, this is a restoration ministry. And the Bible tells me something. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Listen very well. You may gain something. Everybody, you are here because you love to pray. Everybody, you are here because you know the power of prayers. But sometimes we pray, and like James, we say we pray amiss. Sometimes, listen, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. By faith, here is by revelation. By revelation. There is something revelation does. And that's why when you come here, amen, we take time before we go into prayer to let you flow and pray with expectation and pray without any hindrance. That's what I've been anxious to do, just to share this in a little way. I know if the people will understand this fact we're sharing now, then prayer will be easy. Have you listened? Christ Jesus, Matthew chapter 11, let's read it. Verse 28, 29, and verse 30. My emphasis is verse 30. Can we read it? Matthew 11. Please, I am teaching now. Because knowledge is power. Come unto me. Who is the person speaking? Say it loud. Speak confidently here if you know the answer. Thank you. Come unto me. See. Listen again. Your camp don't start. Oh. Somebody was telling me, somebody that was delivered, possessed sister that was delivered, that anytime there is a program going on, that the agent of darkness, they normally send them to go there. The assignment they do is to cause the people to sleep. So if you see yourself sleeping, the agent of darkness has got you. Because the truth is, you didn't come here to sleep. And sometimes you said you will battle and will fight and fight. I sleep, they catch me like this. Immediately stand up and be pleading the blood of Jesus. The liar. And then thought, say, Lord, any spell, wherever it is coming from the back or from the front door, to make me sleep. But another problem is, why he catch you, he don't catch other people. That means you are spiritually weak. So better wake up. Do everything to be awake, because one thing you will learn here now will change your spiritual perception forever. Now let's dissect this scripture. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And Jesus said, I will give you rest. Then he added, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Do you know what a yoke is? A yoke is something that connects you permanently to another thing. Now let's read on. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. My emphasis, verse 30. For my yoke is easy, and my body is light. By this verse 30, I know that Christianity is the simplest and easiest religion on earth. Now let me tell you why you think that Christianity is a difficult thing. Number one, hallelujah, it is easier to be good than to be bad. Is somebody understanding me? It is easier to do good than to do bad. It is easier to help somebody than to thief person thing. Am I correct? Eh? It is easier to sleep with your wife than to sleep with somebody else's wife. Do you know what womanizer has to go through? Do you understand me now? Praise the Lord. Now, listen. It is men of God, ministers, that have enjoyed grace, that have certain grace, let me put it that way, that present the gospel to make it look as if there is something they have done or they are doing to make them to be exercising the grace they are exercising. One of it is to tell you, you see me, I fast always. That is why this is happening. I fast always. So you now, that since you know, say, you're not being fast even up to 12 o'clock, so you believe, say, you can't do it. Amen. My former church, one minister there used to come and say, Kai, 30 days. Now I never chop. Now I could look and say, 30 days. Hey, you never chop, 30 days. He said, brother, you know, it's 30 days. 30 days. The question I ask is, which fasting did you before you got saved. What is the meaning of grace? And what is the meaning of mercy? Whatever, listen, I'm telling you now, Christianity is easy. The only problem we have, why we have problem with our spiritual life, is lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge of how to receive. People think that it is because you do midnight prayer, that's why the enemy cannot attack you. And I can show you somebody who doesn't even pray before he sleeps, and they know they are attacker. There's a knowledge you need to know, because if midnight prayer didn't say it is bad, then there are some prayers you pray that you are just wasting your time, because you are not praying it proper prayers. People will go for deliverance to cast out a demon that is disturbing them. By which power? By which power? Which right do you have for a spirit not to disturb you? You will remain a prisoner when you are condemned and given a prison sentence. You will remain in that prison and remain a prisoner. The only reason why you will be out of that prison is that the prison term is over, or there was an amnesty by a higher authority that granted you amnesty to release you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If anybody comes to you and says you go for deliverance, when you have not yet received amnesty from he who giveth all amnesty, if you are not a Christian, forget it. You can never receive any deliverance. See, I know some ministries, all they do, some of them even say they are there are these funny shops and business centers all over, especially in the southern part of Nigeria. The full Lagos here. Ministry. Anybody who they see vision, they will say, God will not call me, make a start church. Oh, just ministry I they do. You can come from all your church. You can be attending your church. Here we gather every Thursday. We gather every Wednesday. We just gather. Then you go to see vision for you. Then they tell you the day when they born and the day when you go die. And then say, hey, God gave the church. Then he's demonstrating anointing. Collect your tithe and offering. He said, no, you can go to your Catholic church. You can go anywhere. You can go anywhere. You know, it is a business center. It's not a church. But everybody knows that man must work and set up. Praise God. And people will troop to such places. Amen. I'm teaching you something. If you catch it, if you catch what I teach you in this ministry always, there's nothing I'm going to say now that I've not said before. I'm only reminding you. You see me, I don't work at the top. I don't get someone because anything while they talk, I don't talk and tire before. But just that, some people, you must repeat something 4 times, 5 times. Part of the demon worrying them is a demon of lack of understanding. So continue to say it and say it and say it and say it. And I will never be tired of saying it. Amen. A sister asked me earlier today. She said, sir, you have been preaching for the past 20 years. And every day, you have something to preach. Don't you run out of what to preach? How can I run out of what to preach when the sinner does not run out of his iniquities? Praise the Lord. Every day you hear, that gives you reason. Say, the neighbor here, you talk and again. Okay, I talk and like this. You know, make I try talking this way. Okay, not talk, make I try follow and this way. So we always have something to say When people come to this church, stay here for 10 years, go to their Facebook and they will show you who they are outside of the church. You say, I don't forget what I will talk. Once I see him, someone will come. Just depend in the church. Now someone for that week. I must have something to preach now. When I go sit down, one sister will call me and say, the husband, they beat up. So don't be someone I get with that. Mad Christians. Psychiatric Christians. Now someone now. Psychiatric Christians. That's a sermon for a whole month. For a whole month. When you are somebody, people say they are going to church. Go to church, you go to church. And the wife is still doing that with you. And one, another sister in the same church, one collect the husband in the same church from her. You say, I hear that one, say, I don't get some more. I get some more, no. I get some more. I get some more. Where? The sermon is, hey, the enemy will not take what belongs to you. Possess your possession. He said, I'll not get someone. I'll come and preach. Carry her name to the mountain. Teach you how you scatter her head. Come here to remind them. That is where. Now that kind of thing I hear. Now him I understood Luke chapter 6, verse 38. He says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. I preached for a long time. You didn't know why they preach. And I kept emphasizing. I said, anything the Bible says, as you would that men should do to you, so do you also. Anything you give, it will return to you. Good measure. He said, Lord, I think they serve your master now. They thief you money. Continue to thief. When you graduate, finish. You said, we'll get boys who will work for you. Your own, you tip small. According to the Bible, they will tip you in good measure. He said, Lord, you say, I don't get anything to preach. I get plenty of things to preach. Am I cursing anybody? I'm not cursing, I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Listen to me very well. What I'm saying, I've spoken it before. See, our deliverance, protection is under the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan cannot fight Satan. You cannot be in the camp of Satan, you are fighting Satan. I've said this several times. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, this scripture says, Romans 8:31, where we were quoting, which is the theme for this program. If God be for us, who can be against us? You'll be traveling to go home. And many of you go home, you are afraid. You are afraid. In fact, some will not even travel this time at all. They will remain here. Why? Pastor, you don't know what I'm facing in my family. You are scared. And your fear is not just assumption, it's real. You know where you come from. You know what they will do to you. There is no doubt about it. You are correct. But listen. But how many can come from such an environment and you want to go home and say, if God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? Who? So the first thing is to ask you now today, is God for you? And be very sincere. Is God for me? I read where heaven spoke, the Holy Ghost spoke in the baptism of the Lord Jesus. a statement God made. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Do you know that is supposed to be the statement of God for every Christian? But be sincere with yourself. There are many of us that claim relationship with God by assumption. You claim it by assumption. No, don't assume a relationship with God. Don't assume it. Ensure you have a relationship with God. Ensure it. That is where the safety is. That is where the safety is. Ensure it. I preach the message that titled Salvation by Assumption. People are joking with their eternal life. They are playing kalo kalo with their eternal life. Your eternal destination, you are joking, you are playing with it. Instead of it to ensure that you are saved, you are assuming that you are saved. How do I know? It's because you are saved because a man of God, your pastor, told you you are saved. Can you imagine that? Your pastor said, you see, and that day your pastor asked God to write your name in the book of life. And your pastor pronounced you born again. And from that day, I am born again. Hey, you born again? Yes. Yes. I went to Oka, and the pastor of Oka Church told me that there are many churches for Oka. John Paul knows better. Praise the Lord. You went, okay, and the Reverend Doctor and the Archbishop and the Daddy Joe and the Mommy Joe told you you are born again. That is some people's testimony. They told me I am born again, and they told me to speak in tongue. They told me to speak in tongue. They told me I am saved. They told me. They even lay hand on me. That is why. And then from that day, they told me to join choir. They told me to join usher. They told me to be church worker. And they told me, and they told me. And that is why I am sure if I die today, I will go to heaven. Ha! My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. Amen. We are going to pray. I want your prayer to be effective. I want you to know when you stand, you pray, there is a God that answers. Praise the Lord. I want you to note that this God we talk about, he is real. He's not some myth. He's not some imagination. This God is real. He is real. He is real. I have confirmed he is real. I have confirmed he answers prayers. I have confirmed his mercy. I have confirmed his grace. I have confirmed his reality. I have called on him according to the Bible, and he answered me. I can now be a true witness that there's this God, he fights battle for his people. I am the evidence. That's why they did not collect this place from us. I am a witness. That's why I am still alive now. I am a witness of God's mercy. They have poured something, and I matched it in this same church ground. Whoever did it, I don't know. Hallelujah. I didn't know. I didn't know. It's revelation that let me know what happened. That's why I talk and I say this one now is mercy. 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 This is mercy now. I'm explaining to you. All of a sudden my legs just started paining me, aching me. When it started, even to wear shoe was difficult for me. I was at this altar one time in that pain. I had to tell Jerry, I said something is quickly wrong. He brought painkiller. I called prayer point. When I close my eye, they pray, finish, I take my medicine, drink. And the thing was too much. I was praying, the pain was increasing. What is happening? And while I was still, what is happening? I think I left the altar here. I went to my office. I gathered some ministers. I said, I don't understand what is wrong with my leg. Please pray for me. They prayed. They went. The next day, all this happened within 2-3 days. Pain I have never experienced before. I received a phone call. Where's Chiwendo? Chiwendo Zephaniah. That is the sister. She called me. He said, Daddy, the angel of the Lord appeared to me and said, we should come and pray for you in your house that they threw something on your leg. And he came to my house with two other brothers. And right there, they prayed, held my legs and prayed for me in my house, and the thing disappeared. Amen. Hallelujah. And through them, they even mentioned where the thing took place. Now, it was not my prayer. This is mercy. That's what I mean by that. Mercy. God spoke to somebody, my problem. God told somebody my problem. Now I can tell you, God is a merciful God. Hallelujah. When I preach, whatever I teach you, I am teaching you from a standpoint of something I have experienced. When I say that God, there is power in the name of Jesus, hold on to it. There's power in that name. That is why, enter message believers, the devil has tried to manipulate so that they will move from that name Jesus to another name, William Branham. No! There is no power in that name at all, William Branham. He's a sinner saved by grace. A servant cannot be greater than his master. Oh, praise the Lord. And I have learned that God does not share his glory with any man. And it is that knowledge, oh, glory be to God. It is that knowledge that lets me know when I want to depend on God, I depend on him totally. If you carry one eye, they look on the carry one eye, they look one man, he will wait for you until your two eyes face him. I am teaching you the secret that you will pray this prayer in this camp meeting and there will be results. No problem that follow you here will follow you home in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was watching a video of A.A. Allen that was performing miracles in 1940s, 1950s. The old video. And I was watching the confidence he was speaking. And I took note of two things. Hallelujah. That man kept boasting of the power in the name of Jesus. That man kept boasting. He didn't say, I saw a vision. I see they will roll somebody with a wheelchair. And then he will just go, hold the leg by the name of Jesus. I command this leg, restore, restore, receive healing. And we will pray. And the person will stand up. I noticed he kept boasting about the power in the name of Jesus. They that know their God. They that know their God. Hallelujah. They that know their God. And I was watching. Amen. And in my heart, I was just speaking in my heart. Ah, Lord, where will you take me to this level? Which level? The level is the level that I will so believe God that there is nothing impossible with God. That's the only problem man has. We limit God. Anytime, anybody, you see any case, because here am I now, the
there are some, why is it that some cases,
now you see I'm condemning myself. Now, and I know that's the position of many of us, even the ministers, all of you like that. You know, there are somebody will come, they will bring a case, one paralyzed person, he will run away, they say, I beg, my grace never reached this one. The truth is, it's not your grace, it's your faith. Your faith never reached this one. And why are you saying your faith never reached this one? Is it by your power that person will be healed? Is it difficult to say, oh God, to come and heal him? You see where we have problems, including myself? Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eh? A sister said she went deaf for over 1 year. She not be here. And then when it came before me, the first thing my flesh ministered to me in my mind is, you know, say your grace never reached deaf. You know, say your grace never reached death. Amen. That is where Satan defeats us. He said, when the Son of Man shall come back, will he find faith again? Listen very well. Amen. He said, you have faith as little. Little as a mustard seed. Little, little, little. Little as a mustard seed. The smallest seed that exists. You will move mountains. So the hindrance is you yourself. It's me. You see, another minister will say, Pastor, Pastor. I know, say, now you go feel handle this one. Now you go feel handle this one. Why now me go feel handle them? The power now me get them. That Jesus, why they call upon? You know, they call upon now. Praise God. You can do it. The weapon of our warfare, they are mighty. Through who? Is it by yourself? It's through God. Through God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when the sister, when that thought came to me, I said, but it's not by my power now. Is the sister here today? The sister here? Eh? Godson's? Brother Godson, your wife? Is it not Godson? Is she? Okay, she's here. Eh? She's here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Eh? Alpha? I just remember it now as I'm speaking.
Yes. Since then, I've not been using this side of the hair to make call, but after I left the church that day, I said, let me try. So since then, if I put my phone there, I hear.
You hear now? For about 1 year.
It's more than 1 year.
More than 1 year. The year close. Amen. And then, so you are the beginning of my testimony for deaf people. You can hear now. And you know God worked on that ear when I prayed with you on Tuesday. Praise the Lord. And it shall be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it shall be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. There's one other sister, a minister's wife. Brother's wife. That I prayed also on. There was something I saw on Tuesday that had hypertension or something like that. What's her name? She's here now. She's here. A brother's wife. Is she here? Emmanuel's wife. Is that her husband's name? Emmanuel's wife. I think she's pregnant. She didn't come today. Her husband is an intercessor with something about high blood pressure and something that was wrong. She's not here. Amen. You know what? I was praying for her. And, amen. And I saw something, the coordinators that were here with me. And I said, I saw a hospital. Amen. And I said, something is going to happen in this camp meeting. No problem that follow you here, we follow you home. I say it again. No problem that follow you here, we follow you home. Even if you like it and you want to go back with it, I am sorry, you will not go back with it. If you answer me a very loud amen, no problem that follow you here, we follow you home. In the name of Jesus. They took that sister in the spirit to a hospital. Brethren, there is a heavenly hospital. There are doctors in heaven. Jesus is the great physician. Jesus is the doctor of all doctors. Hallelujah. And they removed something. They did an operation. I was telling the coordinator, I don't know which coordinators were here. Julian, you were here. Which other coordinator was here with me on Tuesday afternoon? Izuchuku. Izu was here. And I was saying, leave her. They are taking her somewhere. When they finish, they will bring her back. And when she recovered, she told us, she saw a man in the spirit that came dressed like a doctor with something on him that removed something from her chest. And she came back. Father, bring back that angel here. That every sickness that come here will receive healing in the name of Jesus. Why I'm telling you this is I am letting you know I have confirmed the reality of God. And that there is a God that answers prayers. And we came here to pray. Now, I want to achieve something here. Thank you, Jesus. Where you will not look upon any man here for the answer to your prayers. I want you to position yourself in such a way that this God Pastor Moses is boasting of, you too can boast of that God. The only grace I have that you may not have is that I am a teacher. Everybody cannot be a teacher. But everybody has faith to contact God. And why there must be teacher? So that you will know how to walk with God. That's all. Listen, church. The only reason why you can overcome any battle as a Christian is because God is with you. God, if God be for me, who can be against me? And God is with us by a covenant. He, God, made a covenant with man through the blood of Jesus Christ. He sealed that covenant of a relationship with us through the blood of Jesus. The cover, the hindrance, the veil that sin created, separating man from God, was broken through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Upon this rock of the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail. The covenant that God entered into with man is a blood covenant. It's a blood covenant. Hallelujah.